Advocate for Your Loved Ones, Velma Betts. When my son was in high school, I had to advocate for him because the high school did not supply him with an individualized education plan, IEP. My son was born with a disability. His development was slow. He had a learning disability and a speech impediment. They put him in early childhood development classes. I had to go to the special education office and the principal's office. Finally, I had to file a complaint with the Los Angeles School District Division of Special Education. It was hard. I had to fill out papers and send them to different people. I had to get help from my daughter. It took us 3 weeks to fill out all the paperwork. I got a lot of resistance from his teachers and the principal. Then, at last, I got a positive reply. I got my son all the things he was supposed to get. I felt good. I think my son felt good about what I did for him. My son is now 31. This experience taught me how to advocate for myself and my family. Now I am pursuing a career in advocacy. Velma is a student at East Village Access in New York City. She was raised by her aunt and uncle in Texas. A former special education student, she graduated from high school in 1984. Her goal is to become a peer specialist and to get off SSI. She says, "I am a very determined person, and I will not let anything get in my way."